I'm Jamie Long, and here's your entertainment roundup on Gateway 97.8. Starting in the soaps and in Coronation Street, Jason makes a start on Tyrone's loft conversion, and Tyrone is impressed by his friend's efforts, but as he admires Jason's work, he suddenly falls through the boarding into the bedroom below, where he lies unconscious. When Jason returns to the house and finds Tyrone, he instantly phones an ambulance. Tyrone is then rushed to hospital, and Tony is horrified as he realises that Jason could be in a lot of trouble. And in Emmerdale, Adam tries to convince Aaron not to turn himself in, offering to go on the run with him instead. Adam is then relieved when he thinks that he's managed to dissuade his friend, but later on, when Aaron is nowhere to be seen, Adam realises that he's doing the unthinkable. Former Extra Factor host Caroline Flack is the latest celeb to announce she'll be competing for the Glitterball trophy in this year's Strictly Come Dancing. She's the 12th contestant confirmed for the 2014 series. Others taking to the famous dance floor include singer Pixie Lott and reality show star Mark Wright. Jennifer Aniston says her role in the latest film was one she couldn't refuse. She's starring in the new dark comedy Life of Crime alongside movie star Tim Robin. The film is based on the novel by Elmore Leonard. Speaking at the LA premiere, Jennifer said that after meeting with the director, it was easy to get on board.
I had a ball, and it was one of those situations where the director called and asked if I would do it. I read the script, I met him, I loved him, I love Elmore Leonard, I love all the movies that have been adapted from his novels, and I don't know, it's hard to say no.
Simon Cowell has said that Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini is a better X Factor judge than she used to be. The music guru said the singer has regained her confidence and has benefited from a break. Cheryl and Simon join Melby and Louis Walsh in a new look panel, but Simon says Cheryl and Louis can't stand each other.
I don't think it's too much they hate each other. They dislike each other, but I think they've got very different tastes. And I think that's probably the thing that makes me laugh the most. But you don't want everyone on the panel who are going to agree with each other. It would be boring.
And finally, the Vodafone Big Top 40 chart. And we have a brand new top two this week. A new entry for Maroon 5 narrowly missed out on claiming the top spot. They're this week's number two with Maps. So, with Maroon 5 coming in at number 2 with their new single Maps, we also have another brand new entry claiming this week's top spot. It's by Robin Scholes and Lily Woods, and it's called Prayer in C. It's this week's official UK number 1. That's all from me for this week. To listen again, take a visit to gateway978.com. I'll be back next week with your entertainment roundup.